Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Jono, we've got a couple of guests in the studio.
We do. It's so exciting because live entertainment is well and truly making its way back to the Victorian stages. And today we have two homegrown artists, Laura Trenery, Patrick Dwyer, from a great brand new show called Pageant. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Good morning.
Hello.
Now, look.
Applause.
Oh, yeah. We've got the crowd in.
A live studio audience.
They're here just for you.
Now, this, of course, Pageant sounds wild, but this, when I went through the paper trail of emails around when we were actually going to have you on, it's like August 2021. So here we are in January 2022. So this is the second time we've tried to put the show on?
Oh, at least.
Yeah. I mean, there was dates in 2020 that also got canned.
Yeah.
Comedy and festivals. Tours last year as well. Yeah. Meant to go to Darwin. But we did go to Brisbane.
Amazing.
And Ipswich.
And did Pageant there.
We did it.
Yes.
We did three shows.
So tell us about it. What's it all about?
Well, it's a very silly show. I've always had a little bit of a strange affinity for pageants because I just find them so absurd. Watched a lot of Toddlers and Tiaras.
Of course. Guilty pleasure.
Yes. And yeah, when we were just kind of improvising a couple of years ago, trying to come up with an idea for a show, and these two kind of people emerged.
Yes.
So we kind of went from there.
Yes. We play two beauty pageant hosts. So I play Roger Seahorse.
And I play Victoria Bouvier.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she's the queen. She's in control. And I'm her humble servant. And we're hosting a children's beauty pageant, and the audience are the contestants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What a fantastic idea. You know, watching those pageants, I'm totally with you, Patrick, is that it's cringeworthy, and you just feel for the poor kids because the mothers are so obsessive about the makeup and the hair and the costumes.
Yeah, yeah, it's grotesque.
Yes. But you also can't turn away.
No. Like, how could they? Oh, we've watched 3 hours of this.
And so what do we kind of expect when we're watching the show? Is it musical or is it kind of comedy? What are we going to see?
Yeah, it's all of those things. So It is a character comedy. We have original songs. We have really ridiculous dances and sketches. The show is really about them. Uh-huh. It's about Roger and Victoria. So it's their chance.
Living out there. Yeah. Their dreams that never quite came to fruition for themselves.
And how was the reception when you did it up north?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's so much fun. I think people get a bit nervous at the beginning because we give everybody name tags and it's quite interactive. But it's not as scary as they think it's going to be. And yeah, it's just really fun, really silly. We've had such a good time.
Yeah, it's incredible. And even friends of mine who've come to the show and said, "Don't you dare get me up on stage." I've done it anyway, and they've had a really good time and, like, been amazing. So,
and I'm sure everyone in the audience says, "I don't want to go and do it," but actually when they're up there, they bloody love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Now, you guys have such interesting backgrounds as artists and performers. You're training, you've trained overseas and in Paris and clowning. And so do you kind of come at this from an improvisational, angle? Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the way that we write everything. We just improvise and improvise and improvise.
Yeah, and film a lot of our rehearsals on our phones and watch back and be like, "Oh, that was really funny, actually." And we like write that when we're actually like forming the script or whatever. We go back and watch our improv. But yeah.
Yeah, we've been friends for about 10 years. We went to uni together. Mm-hmm. So we would just improvise ridiculous sketches and songs. And then, in 2019, we were like, let's
put
do
something
this
down.
Together.
So if the show has this improvisational element, but it's the same show, is every show a little bit different? Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. I guess because the audience interaction kind of bits are different people every night, so you never know what energy they're going to bring to stage. And that's always the most exciting thing for us, I think, is to like play with them, and for it to be fresh and new every night is so great.
Mm. Yeah.
And the Comedy Republic, where the show's going to be on at, is a great venue. Such a, everyone Amazing. In Melbourne knows where it is and what's there. It's such an intimate venue. Have you performed there before?
No. Oh, we've done some... We did Emma's debutante ball there last year.
The Comedy Festival.
Yeah, our first time doing a full show
That's
there.
That's a great title.
Yeah, that is another incredible show.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm going to go back just to what are you wearing in this? Because I think, you know, you can conjure up all things in your mind about those pageants and the grotesqueness of it, which I think is a great thing to say. But how about you guys as your characters? Are you modified slightly or are you pretty much out there?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things I've sewn into my dress to make me more busty and more pageant ready. But we work a lot from wigs first, because if we can find someone's hair, then you can find out who they really are. Really.
Yes. Yeah. No, I love that. Yes.
So Victoria has a big blonde,
it's about this wide
wig and lots of jewels. Roger has a blue suit with diamantes and lots of sparkles.
Gorgeous.
And fake teeth. I wear teeth varnish so that my teeth
sparkling
really
white teeth.
White, which is like nail polish for your teeth. And yeah, beautiful fake tan as well.
Completely off topic, but have you seen the film Don't Look Up?
Yes.
Not
and
yet.
Kate Blanchett wears these
these
teeth varnish things. I didn't know it was her.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's like Roger Seahorse.
Yeah. It's incredible. Changes your face, changes your look. That's fantastic.
It's great. You can feel the comedy elements coming through from your training. Yeah, there's lots of visual stuff. There's lots of physical gags coming through. It sounds great. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
The show is very physical as well. We've always kind of been people who like to be in our bodies as artists and work from that place as well, which is really lovely. Yeah. Physical comedy is just so much fun.
Yeah. And just breaking down that fourth wall and getting in and amongst the audience is just a great thing to do as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've worked with Kimberly Twiner from Popo Moco, who's a big physical comedy fan. So there's a lot of super ridiculous and lots of different costume changes. And it's very camp.
And does someone actually win the pageant?
Oh, that would be giving away.
We can't say that. That's interesting. So the only way to go find out is to actually go along and observe.
That is right.
Well, speaking of that, where and when? We're Comedy Republic, we know, but when are we on?
We're on next Friday and Saturday, the 4th and 5th of February at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and you can get tickets at Comedy Republic.
Yep, the Midsummer website.
It sounds wild. Yeah. Good luck.
Such a wonderful, wonderful idea. I mean, I'm laughing and crying and squealing all at the same time.
Look, and you'll do that at the pageant as well.
Best of luck with the show. And thank you ever so much for coming into Joy this morning. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks so much.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.